For months, Smart has been forecasting a startup near the end of this year. But now that has been moved up a few months. And spokesman Matt Stevens says regular passenger runs should begin sometime this fall.
There are a lot of moving parts in this project, and it's difficult to predict when they will come together, when all the various systems that are being developed and implemented will become functional. As we get closer to the summer, we have a better sense of how things are working and when things will come online.
Stevens commented on board during a short press preview trip on a Smart train last Thursday. It was scheduled to herald the onset of irregular but frequent test runs this week.
There are three major systems that we have to ensure work and work well together. That's the train itself, and it has a set of systems on board for providing for passenger and public safety. Then there's the signal system that's in the ground at the railroad crossings. And then there's the dispatch center and positive train control. So all those systems are being tested now.
The testing is underway now in the area between Airport Boulevard south to Sebastopol Road and will gradually expand southward in sections. This means big changes along the tracks for drivers, nearby residents, and others, cautioned Jennifer Welch, SMART's newly designated chief of police.
It's been a shift for everybody along our two-county right-of-way. Everything from homeless issues to driver awareness and pedestrian awareness. People that use the railroad tracks to walk their dogs and go for a jog. It's just not safe to do so anymore. Changing those daily patterns of people has been difficult, so it will be a constant challenge for us to prevent having accidents happen.
And right now, she adds, that challenge may be at its peak.
The time we're in now, where we're running trains based on testing needs, it's frequent one day, maybe we skip a day of testing, we put a train out on a Saturday. So now's the time where you have to always expect a train.
This testing phase is an indicator that virtually all of the infrastructure for the new commuter rail service is in place, says Stevens. All that remains is completing the platforms for passenger loading and unloading at SMART's 10 initial stops.
And that's actually the one thing that we're still under construction around. The foundations and stem walls were built last year, and now the contractor is putting the top platforms on, and we'll be probably seeing the first completed station platform, I would guess, by the summertime.
That work will move northward from San Rafael toward Santa Rosa. Each of those platforms will incorporate automated ticketing machines, which will dispense Clipper cards, valid for travel on all major Bay Area transit systems.
The Clipper card is a reloadable card that you can use to get on any transit mode in the North Bay and the Bay Area. Sonoma County Transit did a soft launch of Clipper card last month, so you can take your Clipper card, get on a Sonoma County bus, take it to a train station, get on the train, take it to Larkspur when we open Larkspur, and get on the ferry, take it down to Muni, ride Muni, all in one card.
Of course, when the SMART trains start running this fall, they will only go as far as San Rafael at first. SMART hopes to add that link to Larkspur in another year or so. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.